I'm not going to preach. I praise God that praise God that women can't preach. I'd just like to share about the goodness of God in my life. God gave me the privilege of being brought up in a Christian home where the word of God was central, and I have two committed godly parents. Mum homeschooled for most of my life, and we also grew up in a I went to a church where they taught God's word well, and they had excellent children's programs, and so from a young age I had a rich intake of God's word. And so I was able to, by the time I was 7 years old, I was ready to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour. When I was 9 years old, I dedicated my life to God and I planned to go to the mission field, and that was always on my heart. And when I was 18, when I was 17, God dealt with me with several things because I planned to go to uni first. And God said, no, go to Bible college first. And so I came to Bible college when I was 18 years old. But in Bible college, I thought that I was going to change the world. And I thought that I was full of all these plans about how, like, I thought I was someone pretty important. And I was full of plans and ideas about just how I was going to do all of these great things for the Lord. But what I didn't realise is that what God wanted to do more than anything was to do something in me. And God had to change me and break me so many times. And Bible college, it was great, but I didn't like it a lot of times. It was really hard. And he dealt with me. Praise God for the lecturers. I love them dearly. And so you don't think that I'm thankful, like I've got them all, I thank you later. But just for the sake of time, I'd just like to focus on just this one point. I planned to go to the mission field. That was always what I had in mind. And then over time, God had to break me time and time again. And he showed me myself in the light of his word, which isn't nice. And you just, it's like disgusting. And then slowly had to keep changing my desires and saying, Lord, you know, here's all my hopes and dreams and plans, and I just pray that you make them yours. And this year, and slowly, one by one, everything that meant so much to me, I had to lay it down and give it to the Lord. And this year, I thought I was done with surrendering. And I said, I had every intention. It's like, okay, I know this now. This is great. And as soon as I finished Bible college, I was prepared. I even said, so I'm not going to hang around. I'm going to go straight off. I want to go on a long-term missions trip. And I spoke to my pastor about it. This was just before the July holidays. And I said, Pastor, you know, what do you think? And he said, why would you do that? And I'm like, what? And he said, there's so much to do here. And he said, when God calls you, he'll make it very plain, but there's so much to do here right now. And I was really taken back, because I thought, you know, it's so obviously, you know, I've done 3 years Bible college and all that, in the July holidays, I need some time with the Lord, so I tried to go to a quiet place where you can't see, hear buses and see telegraph wires, and just have a place to sit down and be quiet. And I was really praying and seeking the Lord. Lord, what would you have me to do when I finish? And everywhere in my Bible, the word wait kept popping out. Wait, wait. And also, their strength is to sit still. And I'm like, the strength is to sit still? And then God also gave me a verse. He said, I will, Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto me. And God made it clear, Sonia, you have to let me control your life. And one of my most favourite hymns is, Lord, send me anywhere. But what I was praying was, Lord, send me anywhere, only not Western Sydney. Thank you. And then I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, I was, then in at NBF, Pastor Ian Weston was preaching on building a work for God, and that was addressed at the men. But I don't really remember everything, but the Spirit of God really got a hold of my heart. And so I went out in a flood of tears, and I said, and I prayed, Lord, send me anywhere, only go with me, even if it's straight back home. And God, and God made it so clear to me, just go straight back home. And just wait. And then it's like, go straight back home. And but now, what I honestly, the desire of my heart, he had to change my desires. He had to change everything. And it wasn't, he had to break me, because I was the one that needed to change. And my desire is no longer to be a great missionary, but it's like, I want to please the Lord in whatever he wants me to do. And immediately when I finish, my desire is just to help build up the church, not to kick anyone out of their ministry, not to usurp authority, just to help, support, build up my youth group, because I love my youth group, and they build me up when I'm down. I love my church, Faith Baptist Church Blacktown. They're the best, and I want to help my parents. My parents are godly people, and really, they've given what you see is they've put more into me than anyone else. But also, then my pastor, and then the lecturers too. And I can't praise God enough for them. And then honestly, for the rest of my life, if God wants me to do nothing more than just to serve him here, then I'm more than happy to do that. And in conclusion, God gave me sort of brought it to life, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit than the proud in spirit. And more than anything else in the world, I want to please God, and I want to end well. And I'm scared of starting off well, because I've had a great start, but I'm scared of finishing, falling at the end of the race. But as I learned in my thesis and all of that, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of the Lord. And it's God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I just really praise God for SBBC. Thank you.